This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. E.L. Doctorow's latest novel is called City of God, but book critic Maureen Corrigan says it falls short of divine.
Scary things happen when an E.L. Doctorow novel becomes unmoored from history. When Doctorow writes about the Rosenbergs, as he did in the Book of Daniel, or the Stanford White murder scandal, as he did in Ragtime, his characteristic overlay of digressions and jack-in-the-box narrators and mile-long catalogs provide color commentary on the main narrative. When he abstains from using a historical template, the riffs take over. They become the narrative, and his readers are cast out in a wilderness of words without a map. That's what happened in his novel Lives of the Poets, which I started long ago but never finished. And that's what happens here in his latest novel, City of God, which I did finish but didn't understand. That overarching problem acknowledged, there's enough that's distinctively Doctorow about City of God to keep a fan like me intermittently engaged. The novel is set in New York City, which no living writer sings about more electrically than Doctorow. In a 3-page hymn at the beginning of the novel, Doctorow says of the city, "New York, New York, capital of literature, the arts, social pretension, subway tunnel condos. It is the capital of all music. It is the capital of exhausted trees." There's also a long poem that sporadically materializes throughout the novel, in which the narrator vividly conjures up his Depression-era Bronx childhood, as so many other of Doctorow's narrators have done. But the subject in City of God is a new and risky one for Doctorow. This time round, he's writing about religious belief. The original City of God, of course, is the theological masterwork written by St. Augustine, describing the societies of the elect and the damned. In Doctorow's City of God, signs and wonders abound, but revelation, in a religious and literary sense, never arrives. The plot here, such as it is, concerns a renegade Episcopalian clergyman named Thomas Pemberton, nicknamed Pem, who's the rector of a church in Lower Manhattan. Pem's church is regularly burglarized by neighborhood junkies. One day, even the big altar cross disappears. It turns up on the rooftop of an iconoclastic Upper West Side synagogue, the Synagogue of Evolutionary Judaism, run by Rabbi Joshua Gruen and his wife, Rabbi Sarah Blumenthal. The rector and rabbis join forces to solve two earthly mysteries, the double whammy desecration of the church and synagogue, as well as the whereabouts of a voluminous Holocaust diary that Sarah's father, a survivor, helped smuggle out of the Vilna ghetto. But there are also divine mysteries contemplated here, especially by Pem, who's struggling to maintain his religious belief in the face of modern horrors. I'm making City of God sound like it unfolds straightforwardly, when of course it doesn't. The novel is figured as the workbook of a New York reporter who's trying out various creative writing ideas, even as he tracks the crucifix and Holocaust diary stories. We get interpretations here by Einstein and the theologian Paul Tillich, obsessively close readings of popular songs like Me and My Shadow, Sarah's father's testimony, sermons, and speeches. I was so bewildered much of the time that when a main character is referred to midway through the novel as deceased, I mistakenly thought I'd missed the crucial death scene and wound up rereading most of the preceding chapters. Like any good postmodernist, Doctorow wants to convince readers of the centrality of writing for the preservation of memory. But he fails to shape the shards of memory scattered across City of God into a coherent narrative, which is what gives memory its power to startle, comfort, or delude. I think Doctorow, the author god, wants to give the impression through this unholy narrative mess of abdicating control, the way God seems to have drifted away in modern times. But what irks me about City of God is that paradoxically, its main plot turns on coincidences, and coincidences imply the workings of fate or a divine events planner. So I'm not sure where this novel finally comes down on the God question. And as a meditation on spiritual confusion, it's too confusing itself to be illuminating. I'm reluctant to sound like a doubting Thomas about an author whose work I mostly revere. but I suspect the narrative chaos in City of God is little more than a holy smokescreen for a flimsy idea.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. Coming up from the archives, an interview with Donald Fagen, co-founder of Steely Dan, and we'll listen to music from the new Steely Dan CD. This is Fresh Air.